Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, it's Carrington Harrison from The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Every Monday at 2:15, we sit down for an exclusive interview with Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. It's the only place in Kansas City, it's the only place in the country where you're going to hear a weekly conversation with the Chiefs franchise quarterback. Make sure to set a reminder, but if you missed the interview at 2:15, you can catch the replay at 5:15 on your drive home. Number 15 at 2:15 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome as we open the doors to the Chiefs Kingdom on a special AFC Championship celebration on this Monday evening of the show. Hey, normally we'd be in front of hundreds of fans at a Hy-Vee Market Grill in the Kansas City area, and it would be awesome. It'd feel like you were at the game. We'd be celebrating a second consecutive AFC championship, and we'd be getting fired up and ready for Super Bowl 55 in Tampa, Florida on February the 7th. Now, we know the world is upside down right now. It was that way in 2020 and going into 2021. It's anything but normal with the coronavirus pandemic. And part of tonight's show is going to highlight why this Chiefs team is set apart from any other team in the 61-year history of this franchise because of that. But as we have all season long on these nights after Chiefs games, we want to keep the energy and the spirit of the kingdom going as if we were at that Hy-Vee Market Grill with all of our buddies. And tonight we don't have Lucy or Ethel, but we do want to say hello to all of our winners all season long who's won Hy-Vee private Chiefs Kingdom watch parties. They've received Zarda barbecue meals sent to their house catered by Hy-Vee for 9 of their socially distanced friends. They've also received autographed 8x10 photos of Chiefs players. So congratulations to all of our winners all year long in our Hy-Vee private Zoom watch parties. Also, on the Chiefs Kingdom show nights, we like to remind everybody about how you can score the savings. Just shop Hy-Vee the day or night after a game and score fuel saver discounts equal to the number of points the Chiefs score. Big day yesterday, 38 points in that AFC Championship victory over Buffalo. Take that score and the amount that you spend and put that on your fuel saver discounts total. All right, cheer on the Chiefs. Watch your fuel discounts grow with every point the Chiefs scored. And the discount offer is with qualifying purchase, and fuel savings are limited to 20 gallons. Some restrictions apply. See your store for details. It is also perfect timing tonight with this AFC Championship and the Lamar Hunt Trophy staying home. Perfect timing to get ready for Super Bowl 55 with Hy-Vee's H-Plus program. Membership has its perks with Hy-Vee's premium membership. Now, what you get with this, and this is awesome, free Hy-Vee Isles Online grocery delivery, free two-hour express grocery pickup, your own personal shopper, everyday fuel savings, and you'll be in this club to get exclusive monthly perks. You can join right now. And many have over the last several days. Join right now at hy-v.com/plus. hy-v.com/plus. Okay, we got a lot planned for you tonight as we celebrate the first back-to-back AFC championships in franchise history. And with it, a chance to indeed run it back and be the first NFL team in 16 seasons to win back-to-back Super Bowls. This 2020 version of the Chiefs have already made a big historical footprint. Now, it seems like all fall and winter long, I've said, gosh, this is the first time for this, or this has never happened. I mean, you think about an all-time regular season record of 14-2, an all-time 8-0 road record, never happened. A first franchise team to win five consecutive division titles. A first franchise team to win six postseason games in three seasons. And on the growing list of firsts and nevers, the Chiefs will become the first true road team to play in a Super Bowl, as the Buccaneers will play in their home stadium for a Super Bowl and become a true home team for the first time in the 55-year history of the Super Bowl. Tonight, the Chiefs team deserves a great deal of praise. Last year, on the stage of the Super Bowl champion rally in front of Union Station, after the parade and after the team was introduced, and they made their remarks and left, I came back on stage and talked about the strong characteristics of the 2019 team. And I also said, you can get this T-shirt at Hy-Vee. Stay humble. Stay hungry. Let's do it again. But I mentioned from that stage the hyper-focus of the 19 Chiefs, their incredible resilience and a strong team bond. The 2020 team, remarkably, has kept those attributes as well this year, but they've added a unique one, and that is a unique discipline in the face of a worldwide pandemic. None of us really know or can fully appreciate what the players, coaches, and staff of this AFC champion has had to endure and sacrifice. An unforgettable team that has had to test early in the morning every day to stay vigilant, to stay and test negative, stay away from contacting the virus, keep the virus away from their teammates, keep the virus away from their families. It has meant staying away from friends and family. It's meant unusual Zoom call holidays or bye weeks. It led to incredible sacrifices, curtailing of social life, common in 20-somethings. It has been, honestly, a daily challenge for a full 6 months. Because this Chiefs team wants to win back-to-back Super Bowls. In a few minutes, our own executive producer, Dan Israel, of the Chiefs Radio Network, will sit down and have an exclusive interview with Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. But before that, Coach Reid did address the media today in his normal media session on a Monday and responded to his team's willingness to show discipline in handling the coronavirus while still being the NFL's best team on the field.
Yeah, it's definitely unique. I just hope that we've been able to bring hope to people and, some relief for those that have suffered from this thing. So, and that we're able to go forward. We're doing that. We're progressing. It is unique. And I guess it's sweeter to this point. It's more unique, I think, than sweeter. It's the fact that we've gotten to this point is a neat deal, I think.
Couple of things there. The uniting effect of the Chiefs Kingdom, and two, giving hope to folks when it's been difficult. Now, I did a Defending the Kingdom podcast earlier this fall with former Chief Sean Barber on the three divisions the Chiefs had to win this year. Obviously, to win the AFC West, did that five straight years. Second, to capture the only bye available in the AFC. New format, unique, tough to get there. And thirdly, and most importantly than those two, win the COVID division and stay away from being the team of the position group that outbreaks and leads to problems for the team. It plagued many teams this year, the Patriots, Broncos, Browns, Ravens, and more. The Chiefs have made it to the Super Bowl again. Why is a question asked a lot today. And there's lots of reasons. But Andy Reid knows winning the COVID division up to this point is a huge reason why they're headed to Tampa.
Listen, the fact that guys did their best to try to stay healthy, there had to be a certain dedication of that, so we didn't have a whole position miss a game or that. So, I mean, things were going to happen. We knew that. And it was just a matter of staying as disciplined as you possibly could, but still having your family and wife, significant other that has a life to live to. So then you kind of work through that. So, but these guys, I thought, did a nice job with that. If they were infected, it didn't spread over to the remaining part of the team.
All right. The Chiefs, after a slow start yesterday, trailed 9-0 to Buffalo And then they got hot. The Chiefs turned on all cylinders, 38-6, outscoring the Bills from early in the second quarter to midway through the fourth quarter. Patrick Mahomes was masterful. Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill had nearly 300 combined yards in receiving and proved there's no better receiving duo right now in professional football. The defense was also magnificent, defending 19 plays inside the red zone, holding the Bills on two occasions to field goals, and getting a red zone takeaway on an interception by Rashad Fenton off a deflection by Rashad Breeland. Dan Israel is going to get into the details of the game with an exclusive sit-down with Coach Reed after the break. But before the break, we do have to deal with a major injury from yesterday's game. And it's the major injury that will not only affect Super Bowl 55, but could also affect the 2021 regular season for the Chiefs, as Pro Bowl left tackle Eric Fisher suffered what Coach Reed said today, a torn Achilles tendon. Coach Reed addressed Fisher's injury, but he also talked about how the team will and can react. It is the second straight year in the playoffs the Chiefs have had to adjust with the offensive line. Remember last year, Andrew Wiley missed the entire postseason with an ankle injury, and now with Eric Fisher's injury, Wiley assumes more responsibility with his versatility.
Yeah, well, he went to right tackle. Remmers went to left tackle. I mean, they just kind of flipped, and it was pretty seamless move there for him. But they practiced that during the week. Andy Heck does a great job of maneuvering people around and giving them opportunities to play all the different positions. So, and we've got – this is where Brett comes in. I mean, his thought of bringing Wiz here and – and then Wiz is able to step in a guard, and he's experienced. And he's done that at all these different positions where he doesn't miss a beat. He's always a step ahead and making sure that he covers the bases. So that's much appreciated by the coaches. And I know the players have a ton of respect for him, too.
Steve Wisniewski has played in two of the last three Super Bowl winners. He was with the Eagles in Super Bowl 52, the Chiefs last year. And Mike Remmers, who made the flip-flop that Coach Reed talked about last night, he was on the Super Bowl 50 team with the Carolina Panthers before coming here in the offseason to the Chiefs' kingdom. Andy Reid, if he compliments you, he'll call you a redhead. He loves his Reid redheads out there listening tonight. But Andy Reid, if he really likes you, he'll call you Redbeard.
Yeah, he's dirty tough, and I joke, he's like a throw, but he is Redbeard. Right, he's it, man. He breaks out the sword and he's ready to go. So I appreciate him and his toughness, and he's a smart kid. He's really fit in well with the whole program here.
And he's referring to Mike Remmers, who had to move to left tackle last night after Fisher's injury. So tonight we applaud a unique conference champion, unique and set apart from any of the other 60 teams prior to them in team history. And we also applaud a reigning Super Bowl winner trying to get back and make more history. Later, we're going to get the thoughts of one of the greatest defenders in Chiefs history, Tom Bahali. But next, Dan Israel has an exclusive sit-down with Andy Reid. More after this on the Chiefs Kingdom Show on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Mahomes, Hardman, making the ghost action. They're going to run a float pass. Nursehart, touchdown! Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes, a 17th career postseason touchdown pass, the most in NFL history in a player's first four seasons, finding Kelce wide open, and it's human pyrotechnics dressed in red, white, and gold.
Fireworks show. When the Chiefs turned it on, the Bills could not stop them, and how you lose Travis Kelce in the red zone is something beyond me. We want to remind you that, again, the Hy-Vee has this incredible H-plus program. It's really awesome. Being a part of their program is free Hy-Vee aisles, online grocery delivery, free two-hour express grocery pickup, your own personal shopper, everyday fuel savings, exclusive monthly perks, and a whole lot more. You can go on there tonight. You can join right now at hy-v.com/plus. So again, hy-v.com/plus. Plus. All right, earlier today, our executive producer, Dan Israel, had a chance to have an exclusive sit-down with head coach Andy Reid to talk about some of the action last night and moving forward. Here is that discussion.
Coach, I'm giving you a virtual bear hug right now. You may not be able to tell it, but wow.
I appreciate it.
Early in the offseason, you adopted a theme for this year. That theme was run it back. Today, you played your third consecutive AFC championship, all three right here in Arrowhead. And by beating the number two seed in the AFC, you defended your conference title. You earned the right to represent the AFC in Tampa. Coach, you and your team are headed back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's exciting. I'm so proud of the guys. I'm proud of the coaches and the organization. I mean, what a great job. And the NFL, listen, I mean, to get to this point has not been an easy thing for anybody. And there have been some obstacles with COVID and the protocol, and we kept on rolling. And I'm just proud. I'm proud of everybody involved. And listen, Buffalo, what a great football team. And Sean McDermott, the job that he's done there has been just tremendous for that community, for the NFL, too. So great to have Buffalo rocking like they are.
Andy, you knew Chiefs founder Lamar Hunt from your time in Philadelphia. Now you're close to the Hunt family. What does it mean to defend the Lamar Hunt trophy and once again hand that beautiful piece of metal to our great ownership?
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, it's special. I mean, to have their name on it is it's unbelievable. And to have the chance of meeting Lamar and then having to work for Clark and his family has just been tremendous. So they give you every opportunity to win football games, and on top of that, they're great people. And that's not always an easy balance.
Yeah, we're very fortunate and thankful for the Hunt family, that is for sure. Outstanding play calling, as usual, in this one, Coach. Let's start in the first quarter. Chiefs defense gets a second possession stop on the Bills at the Buffalo 41, and then the Jet, Mecole Hardman, is back for takeoff.
The punt, one of the better in the league, Casey Bajorquez. And Bajorquez is best in the NFL, and gross punting at 51 yards a punt. Hardman takes it and fumbles the ball, and it's covered up by the Bills at the 3-yard line. Mecole Hardman tried to field the ball inside his own 5-yard line and fumbles the ball. It's recovered by Buffalo.
The Bills punched it into the end zone on the next play, and with a missed extra point by Buffalo, you found yourself trailing 9-0. But two plays later, Coach, you call Hardman's number for a completion. You drive down the field, and then who do you call on for the score? But none other than 17.
Second and goal at the 3. Mahomes down 9-0. Early in the second quarter, Edwards-Helaire, they throw it left side to Hardman on a wide receiver screen into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. The Jet on a short flight, this time on a well-played wide screen left, and the Chiefs are on the board at 14-16 to go, second quarter.
Andy, your belief in each of these players is so impressive, and frankly, it's rare, Coach. I mean, Danan Hughes was up in our booth. He was getting emotional watching how you handled Hardman. Not only kept him in the game, but highly engaged.
Well, I mean, he's made so many big plays for us over the last couple of years. So you're going to have a bad one every once in a while. And you just got to trust him. And Doug did a nice job with that, David did, and just putting him back there and letting him get another one.
Great execution by your quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, especially after the week he had. He and tight end Travis Kelce just seemed to be symbiotic at this point. I mean, Buffalo had no answer for 8-7.
Darrell Williams in at running back. They shovel it inside to Kelce, and he leaps and dives. Touchdown, Kansas City. A wrinkle, a new wrinkle to Kelce. Zeus drinks from the sweet nectar of the end zone on a shovel pass, and the Chiefs have their biggest lead of the game.
Is there anyone better at the top of their route right now than Travis Kelce?
No, he's special, and so is 15 and 10 and all the rest of them. But 87 is he's playing at the top right now, and he's loving every minute of it as he always has, and plays with great energy.
You mentioned Tyreek Hill. I think he had a 71-yard vertical route, but I think he actually ran about 130 yards, Coach. Take a listen.
24-15 Kansas City, second and 10 for Mahomes at his own 25 now. Going to throw a slant, caught, 35-yard line. juke move. Tyreek Hill, 45, 50-yard line, cuts it back, look out, 40, 35, 30, Cheetah at full speed, 10 to the 5-yard line. You play impress, the Cheetah will run you all the way around the earth. It's a 71-yard pass play to the Cheetah on a quick slant.
I had to suck oxygen after watching Hill run on that play. Speaking of running, Clyde Edwards-Helaire was back. He looked good. Glad to have him back. And Darrell Williams, late in the fourth, Coach, everyone knows he's going to run the ball. And he powers through the Bills' defense for a big first down.
Elsie pivots and then stays. Now moves to the right hip position. They're going to run a left side run. Darrell Williams, 25-20, and gets by the Bills. He's got a first down. Did I say it was D-Will time? If there's a will, there's a way. And Darrell Williams just forced his way for a double-digit run to the Buffalo 13-yard line, a gain of 12.
How about your running backs?
Yeah, I'm proud of those guys. They've all got their own story. And, you know, it would have been nice to have Le'Veon, but his leg wouldn't allow him to do it. But I'm sure glad he's on the team, too. And Darrell, you know, the termite, we're glad that he's there. And it's just all in all, it's a great tribute to those guys for it to end the way it did, and with Darrell putting it down and going.
Well, the defense was a big story tonight, too. Let's turn to them. Can you talk about the job Alex Okafor and Mike Dana did tonight, just holding the edge, keeping Allen and the Bills kind of turned inside?
Yeah, I thought the D-line played well. That Spags had a phenomenal game plan, and the guys trusted him and believed in it, and they were rocking. And, you know, their effort was astronomical. The pressure on the quarterback was unbelievable. And then the guys in the back end, I mean, Fenton has to step in. He comes up with a couple pick, and Breezy gets a pick on the extra point, and then guys had opportunities for other ones too. So they were around the ball, which was a great thing.
Fenton not only picks Allen, but he returns it for 30 yards.
31-15 Chiefs. They trailed 9-0 to Kansas City to start the game. They're going to fake an RPO throw and a slant incomplete. Covered by Breland. Now it's picked off. Picked off the deflection. It's picked off by Fenton. It was a deflected slant and intercepted. Fenton, who was a star last year on the run to Super Bowl 54 championship, but a terrific play on the slant, and the ball flew up in the air. Breland on the coverage, and it has rolled into the arms of Fenton, and the Chiefs have an interception and a return to near midfield.
Corners have just been playing so well against press coverage. But I also want to recognize the pressure you were getting from your front four. I mean, Derek Nnadi clogged that box up all night, Coach. Chris Jones, Tano Passanio, and, of course, the Shark.
Second and four at the Kansas City 45-yard line. Chiefs by 16. Allen being rushed. He's gobbled up. He went swimming, and the Shark got him. Josh Allen never saw the Shark blowing in from his right shoulder. He obliterated right tackle Darrell Williams.
At the start of the game, Buffalo decided they'd go no huddle. They tried to kind of set the tempo, but eventually they had to abandon it, Coach, just due to the Chiefs' defense confusing them.
Yeah, that's okay, but it didn't give their defense much of a chance, too. And then their offensive guys, if you get stopped, that's not a good thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you expect to score when you do something like that, and if you get held up, then that's not good. But Spags had the guys ready for it. They did well. And I just thought, all in all, they handled that very well. That could throw you out of rhythm, and it ended up throwing them out of rhythm just a little bit.
You mentioned the back end. Your safeties were powerful tonight. Tyrann Mathieu, he looked like Troy Polamalu with a haircut, man. He was everywhere. He was moving guys around. He was coaching on the field. He was coaching on the sideline. How about the Honey Badger tonight and basically all season?
Yeah, no, he's done a nice job, and he was around the ball all night. And, you know, Spags gives him some freedom to do some things, and he's a big part of this defense and on the back end there. So it was good to see it, the production of it.
Coach, listen, I'm so excited for the opportunity to go to Super Bowl 55, but I'm even more happy for you, for your guys. Congratulations again, a second consecutive conference championship. Congratulations on making it back to the Super Bowl. Let's run it back in Tampa Bay, Florida. What do you say?
All right, Dan, I appreciate you, man. I'm happy for you, too. Let's go.
Thank you, Coach. Let's go get him.
All right, and thank you, Dan Israel, our executive producer of the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network, with Coach Reed, an exclusive interview. When we come back, we're going to check in and get ready for Super Bowl 55 and celebrate back-to-back AFC championships with former great Tamba Hali. After this, you're listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, and you're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now, back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
RPO game, Allen. Looking left all the way, being pressured, fires it, and the pass is picked off. This could be advanced. It could be picked up for two if the Chiefs, but they get tackled from behind. The pick made by Rashad Breeland in the end zone. A gigantic, gigantic play. It keeps the lead for the Chiefs at 17 points, a three-position lead, and a pick two-point try by Rashad Breeland.
Yeah, shades of possibly the pick two that the Chiefs had back in the 2016 season when Eric Berry did it in his hometown of Atlanta, Georgia. Still the only pick two in National Football League history, although Breezy Breeland was thinking about it with that great interception. And it, as I mentioned, on the play-by-play, a chance, very important to keep the lead at three possessions and a 17-point advantage and keep the psychology of that game in the Chiefs' favor. A reminder that tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom Show, we want to remind you about this Hy-Vee H-Plus program, which is outstanding. I mentioned that it's almost like a frequent flyer setup. If you joined the H-Plus program, you get premium membership, including Hy-Vee Aisles online grocery delivery, free two-hour express grocery pickup, your own personal shopper, everyday fuel savings, exclusive monthly perks. You can join tonight at hy-v.com/plus. hy-v.com/plus. Plus, our interviews all year long with our current team and also with our ambassadors and former players brought to you by Helzberg Diamonds, which has been serving the Chiefs Kingdom for over 100 years in 200 locations nationwide. Our special guest tonight that we have with us is one of the greatest defenders in Kansas City Chiefs history. An incredible career, 12 years as a Kansas City Chief. He was the 20th pick overall in the 2006 draft, a six-time Pro Bowler, second in sacks in Chiefs history, only to the late Derek Thomas. Welcome on this celebration of back-to-back AFC championships and headed to Super Bowl 55, trying to run it back. A guy that ran around and did some damage as a Kansas City Chief, Tamba Hali. Tamba, it is good to see you tonight, my friend. Tamba's with us tonight via Zoom. Hello, my friend, Tamba. And we're getting it set up here.
Go, guys, go sit down and eat, please.
And Tamba, good evening, my friend, and welcome to the Chiefs Kingdom Show.
How are you? How are you?
It is so good to see you, although via Zoom. I wish I could see you in person, but it's been a unique year. How are you and your family doing?
We're doing wonderful. Still here in Kansas City. But, yeah, we're doing great. I mean, I can't complain.
Stay healthy. Healthy and take care of your crew. Yeah. I want to ask you just your thoughts. Let's talk about yesterday's game for the Kansas City Chiefs to win back-to-back AFC championships. As a guy who has such great pride in wearing that uniform, what does it mean to you personally? What do you think it means to the Chiefs Kingdom to win back-to-back AFC titles and a chance to be a back-to-back Super Bowl champion?
It's huge. I can't lie. You know, we struggled to build that entire organization when Andy Reid came in from a mediocre team to what it's doing now, and to see Patrick being able to just take this thing by the horn and just lead the team each game and win games even when they're down. Like, that's the most gratifying thing, is when they're losing and they find a way to come back without even worrying about what's happening at the moment, just knowing that we're going to win the game. But to see them do it consecutively, like, this is their third year, they've been able to just get back to the final game and win it twice, and now they're back in at the Super Bowl. It's gratifying as a former Chiefs just to keep watching it.
Tamba, you played 12 years in this league. How difficult is it to do that, either to overcome personal obstacles or team obstacles, when you basically, as a figurative speech here, to get kicked in the gut and then somehow come fighting back again? I mean, how unique is this?
It's like making history, and it's in a really, really profound way. I don't know if those guys will appreciate what they have there. You know, Coach Reed and his staff, Clark Hunt, and how he has put the organization together. But it's one of the most difficult things to do, because when I got in the league, I was playing with guys like Casey Wegman, and those guys pretty much, some of them wouldn't get past the first round of you know, playoff, and they would win a lot of games during the year, but they would be banged up. And when I was there, it would be the same thing. Just to make the playoff was like a highlight for us. And watching the team just overcome all these different obstacles, you know, you credit it to Coach Reed, because he's just a cool-headed coach that knows how to go about the business, and he just takes care of business. And there's a lot I can say, but I'm really pleased watching it from a distance and how they have conducted themselves to win these type of games.
But Tomba, honestly, how much you were part of building the bricks here. You were part of the foundation, because when Andy Reid came here, you were here, and you saw it change. When did you notice it was changing, that, wow, this could be special? And I want everybody in the Chiefs Kingdom to know, those guys, you and Derek Johnson, who was on with me last week, when the Super Bowl happened, I was seeing images of guys flash in front of my face, and you were one of those. But how gratifying is it to you that you were a bricklayer in the success that they're having now?
Well, it's pleasing, because Coach, he had, you know, high respect for us, you know, Derek Johnson, myself, Dustin. He really looked toward, you know, to us, and used to ask us questions, used to even talk with us when he was going to let players go. But yeah, I saw it changing. The culture was changing slowly, not just from the game, but just how things was done in the organization. And they didn't stress the things that didn't make sense for football. If you wasn't interested in football, they didn't stress it. They knew that you wasn't going to be part of this thing. And I saw that over time, some of the players I wouldn't name, you know, easily he would just call us and say, hey, you know, I'm going to let this guy go. And we wouldn't be too happy about it. But we have seen what he was doing over time. There are guys that are not interested in football, and he doesn't want to keep those guys around, because they tarnish the culture. They turn it into something that's about them. Coach brought together a bunch of guys that love to play the game, and makes this thing about the Chiefs. It's not about Tomba Holly. It's not about Derek Johnson or Jamal Charles or Justin Houston. It's a Chiefs thing, and that's what I'm seeing throughout the entire organization on the field. Those guys, they get together. It seems like they're fearless. They just continue to play and have faith in the system that Coach has put together.
Again, we're talking with Tomba Holly, one of the greatest players in Chiefs history, second all-time in sacks in Chiefs history. Before I get into this defense, I want to ask you about this 2020 Chiefs defense. I want to ask you about Coach Reed, because really the first week he was there, I noticed how he started to change the culture. But, and this sounds trite, but he really cares. Like, when he sits down to talk to you or me, he is generally interested in what we're about, what our background is. I mean, I found it refreshing, and I found it unique, even though it shouldn't be, right? You think, well, that's just common sense. But did you experience that as well when you had early discussions with Coach?
Yeah, Coach made it an intimate situation. He knew you personally. He knew about your family. He was always, you know, asking about how things were doing at home. It was more than he cared for you genuinely. He's been around a long time, so. You know, at the end of my career, I didn't appreciate what he was doing for me, because I was so egotistic in a sense of wanting to play. But, you know, he would sit me down and try to tell me that this thing is an anomaly. It's you've done a lot. You need to realize that we're trying to get to the big boy. And now I'm looking back and saying, I didn't get it, because I was always the guy. I always practiced hard. I always played hard, and I always wanted to participate. But he was just trying to save me for my future, trying to tell me that, you know, if you continue, you may not be able to walk. You may not be able to do the things you will enjoy for the rest of your life with your children. And, like, having a coach like that, it means more than just football. You know, it's not just about football, because he knows he's going to have football players for the rest of his life. But the person that you become being around Coach Reed, like I always say to him, I want to be like you. I don't know how you do it, but I would like to be like you, how you go about your business, how you treat the players. He gives you everything you ask for. I mean, when he got there, we said, oh, we want a rim in the locker room. He gave us a rim. We said, oh, well, we want to wear all red. We never did that prior, and he got that done. So there's so many things that he caters to with the guys on the team that it's a no-brainer to go out and just lay it all out for him.
Yeah, he's a great listener. Let me ask you about defense here. And we saw Frank Clark yesterday, and we also saw Alex Okafor make their presence felt. We've seen Tano Passanio do great things. But as an outside defender that you played, there's so much on these guys' plates. You got to play the run. You got to play the pass. You got to rush the passer when need be. You got to do your assignment. And how good is this group on the outside in doing those things? And just how much do they face week to week in their responsibilities?
Numbers don't reflect on what they're doing. And usually that's how we're graded in this league, on what we're doing with numbers. But as a defense as a whole, we know that the coach that's coaching them have been really fond of the playoff. He did it twice with the Giants. I think he knows how to play this cover two thing. And he allows these guys to go ahead and make plays. When it comes to Frank and the guys on the edge, they're really gifted players, but they're asked to do so many different things that kind of prohibits them for you to see how gifted they are. As in, when we were there, they allowed us to show our gift. They're asking some of those guys to play techniques that's not sack related. And you can't really see how gifted, like, the Nigerian, his name is pretty hard.
Come on, you're Liberian. You should know this. Alex Okafor. Yeah. And Tano Passanio. Yeah.
You don't get to see how gifted he is because he's asked to play, like you said, play to run, be in a certain position to make sure that, you know, the team is, we're blitzing guys from the outside and blitzing guys from the inside, bringing the safety. Going from two to three. So there's this shadow where you don't really get to see how they can tee off. But I think coach does that for the playoff. In the playoff, you can see them starting to unleash them more. And this is only going to get better because these are not small guys. These are big guys.
Tom Bahali, our guest tonight, played with point four Coach Reed, was part of Coach's first playoff victory as a Kansas City Chief. We'll talk about that and get into what Tomba is doing now. Again, this is the Chiefs Kingdom Show, celebrating back-to-back AFC championships and getting ready for Super Bowl 55 in Tampa, Florida. Back with more on the Chiefs Kingdom Show after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now, back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
His brother Mahomes getting ready to take the snap, trailing 9-7. They give it off, inside handoff goes to Darrell Williams, tracks the defender, diving touchdown! Kansas City, like an 18-wheeler, busting through a bunch of hay bales. It is Darrell Williams on a 6-yard touchdown run, and the Chiefs have their first lead of the game. Darrell Williams, mentioned on the air yesterday, along with Danon Hughes, talking about he's a 4-minute monster. Talk about 4-minute offense in the National Football League. Guys that can handle that, trying to, and that was a red zone touchdown. But 225 pounds of power, Darrell Williams is making his presence felt after missing last year's run to the Super Bowl championship with an injury. Again, back on the Chiefs Kingdom Show, brought to you by Hy-Vee, the Hy-Vee Plus. I mentioned the outstanding program that is. You can sign up tonight. Free aisles online grocery delivery, free 2-hour express grocery pickup, your own personal shopper, everyday fuel savings. You can join right now, hy-vee.com/plus, hy-vee.com/plus. And our player interviews all year long with our current players and our ambassadors and past players, brought to you by Helzberg. Helzberg Diamonds, serving the Chiefs Kingdom over 100 years at 200 locations throughout the Chiefs Kingdom. Talking about Andy Reid, he had another benchmark yesterday, 17 postseason wins as an NFL head coach. He's now fourth all-time on the list. think about the three in front of him: Bill Belichick, Tom Landry, Don Shula. Next, Andy Reid. Yes, he is your head coach, and yes, he's taken the Chiefs' kingdom back to the Super Bowl. And yes, we have with us tonight a very special guest, Tom Bahale, second in Kansas City Chiefs history with 89.5 sacks, six-time Pro Bowler, 177 games. You were part of the first playoff victory Coach had in Kansas City. I will never, ever forget it. It was my first playoff win as the voice of the Chiefs in 22 years. And DJ was talking about that last week, too. What did that game mean, walking off that field, getting a postseason victory?
So I believe you're talking about when we went up there to the Texans and
went to Houston. Yeah, 30-0. Yeah.
It was very uplifting. I mean, I won't lie. Playing, I don't know, that might have been my 10th or 11th season, and then having to go somewhere and win a game, it was like one of the biggest accomplishments that we had achieved at that time, especially in my career. It was a great feeling. Like I said, we were just looking for a win. These guys are always now going to the last dance.
And Chiefs will play Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. You had one of the greatest sacks on Tom Brady. He's not going to like it, but if people can find it, just try to find the video. It's awesome. That 2014 Monday Night Football game, that was the loudest in Chiefs history. They broke the Guinness Book of World Records that night. But you got after Tom Brady throughout your career. You played him several times, but that sack, strip, fumble recovery was one of your best plays, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, at the moment, there's a split second there that I thought I was offsides because I dipped in my stance. And when I was so quick off the ball that when I got across, I had beat the tackle, and I'm looking at Tom. I'm like, oh, no. I just got to hit his hand, and I hit his hand, and then I'm like, the ball is there. Keep going. Because in my mind, I thought I was offsides. And then I watched the film, and it's like I timed it. I couldn't time it any better for whatever it's worth. And, yeah, it's one of those it reminds me that there are times that you're not in control of yourself, and it's almost like when I was at Penn State and we played Ohio State and I came around the edge and had that sack. And so it's kind of, you know, a double moment there. It's like a
everybody needs to find that video because it is awesome. I wish we could, for one play, suit you up in Super Bowl 55 and let Tom Brady go, oh, my God, it's Tom Bahale over there. What's he doing to my left here? He's going to relive 2014. Tell us and catch us up. Now, you were always – it was fascinating to watch you do jiu-jitsu. And you would do it at training camp. You'd do it in the summertime. You'd do it before practices or after practices. Have you stayed and kept up with your jiu-jitsu and how much you work with others in Kansas City with it?
Yeah, I have an instructor that comes to my house. We've been doing this, I want to say, about 5 months straight now. He comes to my house. His name is Dave. Midwest is up here in Overland Park. It's where I train since I'm not usually frequently now taking my trips to California to train with the Gracies. This is a division of the Gracies. So I train with him every morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. I have a dojo in my basement. So he comes in and he's teaching me some of the stripes. I'm a purple belt, second stripe. Usually there's four stripes to achieve the belt. And the next belt is brown for me, but I have to know all the blue belt, first, second, third, and fourth stripe as if it was like second nature. So he's here teaching it to me. And I go up to his school and I'm able to teach it to some of his pupils as well. And it's been one of those experiences where I really, really, I don't know why I picked up jiu-jitsu, but I love it. It keeps me in shape and, you know.
It was fascinating to always watch you. You had a tough practice, and he's doing jiu-jitsu after practice. Like, you're a machine. I didn't think you had any lactic acid in you. Finally, before we let you go, you were always involved in music. Great writer, rap music, producer. Where are we at with that? Are you still involved?
We do it. We still do music. We're not doing it at the pace we were doing it. At first, we were hopping on the road, going on tours. We kind of pulled back a little because I have a family. I got married. To Mary. Her name is Mary Holly now. We have five children, three of them all boys. Expect them to play, hopefully, in the National Football League if they're anything like me. But yeah, I still do music. We actually have a compilation coming out on February 14th. It's called Love and Lights. So, you know, you will hear a lot of love songs. But if you like my music, it's very easy on the air and very rhythmic. So it won't do anything detrimental.
Tomba, you're always a lover, not a fighter, unless you wanted to go after Tom Brady. Thank you so much. God bless you, brother. Thanks for being with us tonight. It is awesome to see you on the Zoom call, but it's awesome to keep you involved here in Kansas City in the Chiefs Kingdom. Bless you.
Thank you, Mitch. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
And I can't wait to get out of COVID and I can see you and give you a hug. Tomba Holly, number 91 for the Kansas City Chiefs, our special guest tonight, celebrating back-to-back AFC championships and getting ready for Super Bowl 55. We'll be back to wrap up the show. Following this, you are listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now, back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
One more snap. Mahomes goes to a knee. The trophy stays here. Because the Lamar Hunt Trophy stays anchored in the hearts of everyone who shares Lamar Hunt's vision. The Chiefs Kingdom captures the trophy and it stays here. Yes, the Chiefs are back-to-back AFC champions. And the Super Bowl 54 champions are ready to run it back. They are headed to Super Bowl 55 as a road team to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Chiefs win the AFC Championship 38, Buffalo 24.
A moment to savor and to understand what it means. Because, as I said on the NFL Network show on Friday, it gets personal in winning the AFC Championship if you're a Kansas City Chief or a member of the Chiefs Kingdom, because you win Lamar Hunt's trophy. All right, Chiefs Kingdom, the list of first evers and never befores continues to grow. This team has made history already on the field, the best regular season team, and you may feel like me, pinch me. We have a Pro Football Hall of Fame coach and future Pro Football Hall of Fame players, but the Chiefs are here. They are back here. In position to reboot NFL Super Bowl history, but can also be asserted this could be the best team ever in franchise history. And mainly tonight, wanted to bring up they've stayed focused and disciplined off the field. It's time to run it back on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, it's Carrington Harrison from The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Every Monday at 2:15, we sit down for an exclusive interview with Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. The only place in Kansas City, it's the only place in the country where you're going to hear a weekly conversation with the Chiefs franchise quarterback. Make sure to set a reminder, but if you missed the interview at 2:15, you can catch the replay at 5:15 on your drive home. Number 15 at 2:15 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.